COVID-19 pandemic has taken its toll on the well-being of those who are already dealing with mental health issues. A new study by Deloitte suggests that Canadians will face a potentially explosive increase in mental illness for years after the COVID-19 pandemic is finally over, and women will be hardest hit. Heidi Edgar is the program manager with the Canadian Mental Health Association, Newfoundland and Labrador. She joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Heidi, does it surprise you that the Deloitte study estimates that over the long term, visits to emergency rooms for stress and anxiety-related disorders will increase?
No, not at all. We're seeing an increase here at Canadian Mental Health Association press for workshops, education, calling, looking for services, looking for resources where people can get the help that they need. So we're seeing an increase here at Canadian Mental Health Association. And I'm hearing that from our community agency partners as well, that there's an increase in demand for services.
Now, the study estimates a whopping 54 to 163% increase in doctor visits for mental health issues. Can our system cope?
I was astounded when I read that statistic as well yesterday, Ben. That's a huge statistic, and it really tells us that we need to prepare and we need to be better prepared for what we are going to inevitably see here, and we're starting to see in terms of demand for our mental health services here in the province. Our province has done a great job in adding resources around mental health, but there's still an issue of access to a lot of those services that we're hearing about from community. And so, can we cope? I think that government needs to look at those numbers and see how we need to increase the funding to better identify those who need the help and also getting them access to those services. I think when we see a statistic like that, we have a responsibility to to prepare ourselves, knowing that this is coming, and it's something that's going to be affecting us for years to come, I think. Many people right now we're hearing from are people who are experiencing difficulties in their mental health in ways they haven't before. So there's a lot of anxiety. It's really scary, feeling things that you haven't necessarily felt before or feeling them long term. And learning different ways to cope with that. And that's why some of the calls for services that we are receiving is, how do I cope with these things? So I think as a province and as a community, we need to be better prepared. And even from a workplace perspective, EAP, a lot of people are using their EAPs a lot more frequently than they had before. And so an increase in the amount of EAP sessions. Typically, they would be 6 sessions, in as a kind of a standard in most places, but an increase in what those may look like as well to better prepare for what we are going to see as long-term challenges that our community is going to be facing due to this pandemic.
Heidi, you mentioned access to mental health services quite a few times there, and that increase in funding. Can there be more access to mental health services without an increase in funding?
Things can look different than they do now, but you ultimately have to increase funding. I'm very much supportive of e-mental health. I think that's a great way for us to reach a broad spectrum of people in our community, rurally and urban. But I also think that people need to sit down in front of a person. And sometimes, it's the services that doorways provide and the one-off, but also sometimes people really need to feel that connection with a consistent person that they meet with regularly, because we're hearing people are having to retell their stories over and over again because they're only having one-off appointments. And so I think that we do need to invest some money. I think the investment on that front end will really save money in the long term of decreasing our ER visits and decreasing, potentially hospital visits and, what does it look like when a person is off work because their mental health is not in a place that they can be at work, et cetera. So I think I know that fiscally we are in a very difficult situation, but I also see that people who are needing to access services and supports need access services and supports, so they're still going to go to the ER. In the article, they also quoted something around crime rates may potentially go up. So the community is still paying for those services. even in a fiscally difficult time. So I think in the front end, if there's any possibility of any increases in funding to mental health, and it's something that as a community we've been calling for a number of years, and I think this report really highlights why we've been calling for that and why we need to do it now. But things can also be rejigged so that there's not necessarily a huge investment, but there does need to be a capital investment, yes.
Program manager with the Canadian Mental Health Association, Heidi Edgar. The study also shows that women will be hardest hit. Why do you think that?
Women throughout this pandemic, women traditionally are often working in service-related industries, and a lot of those were closed during the pandemic. So they weren't working in their usual role in their jobs. And I think that some of those have restarted, some of them haven't. Some, if they're single parents or, they not working sometimes, and we're hearing through our daycare system, et cetera, as well, that it's cheaper sometimes to be a stay-at-home mom than to try to pay for daycare and other services. So I think that those who, had to make the decision to work from home because their places of work, you couldn't go into work, so they had the option of working from home, or, didn't have their employment due to the pandemic. What a huge financial burden that has been placed on the families then. And some may have been able to return to work and some may not. And, what does that look like then ultimately for our economy when, a significant portion of our population isn't able to go to work? What is the mental health and toll that will take on our significant portion of our population?
Heidi, how concerned are you about the long-term impacts the pandemic is having on your clients?
I'm very concerned. Like I said, we're getting an increase in requests for services, and I think that is just going to continue to increase as people are, as we go, on into level one, and we're hearing that this is going to be our new normal till 2021, early 2022. People are really anxious about just going to the grocery store. You can see on social media oftentimes people are saying, they're out and about shopping, doing things. First time they've been in a grocery store in 3 or 4 months. And when they go, people aren't as compliant with the social distancing and physical distancing that we're being requested to do. There's less masks, there's less distancing in places, and that's creating a lot of anxiety. There's many members of our community who have significant health issues, and for them, being close to anybody or, having somebody kind of reach over them at the grocery store, that kind of thing, that's terrifying. And we're saying that this is going to be our normal for quite a long time. So, I think that we need to continue to abide by the guidelines that are set out for us by government, but also appreciating that we don't know what's happening for those of us in our community. So we need to be a little kinder in how we're approaching people as well, because we're starting to see some negative comments and stuff out there about folks, and that's keeping people at home, and that's isolating them, and that's the fear and the anxiety, and that's been the increase for services and access to services that we're seeing, the depression that's setting in because people don't feel safe to leave their homes, people don't feel safe to interact in the community in the same way that they did. People don't feel safe returning to work. And it's a huge increase. We're going to continue to see this increase. And I am very concerned that we have to be able to support those in our community who need that support.
Heidi Edgar, Program Manager with the Canadian Mental Health Association, Newfoundland and Labrador. Thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you so much for your interest, Ben. Take care.